Okay, the official site. This is the last straw. I've had enough with it.
We're starting on a good note.
Yes. Well, my last straw is they've just posted a news article, and this is a premium news article that you have to pay for, that Bree is in Zoo Weekly this week.
And that's actually all it says.
That's all it says in this news article. There's pictures that are on the article that are already available on the internet. And the fact, we reported this on our website yesterday.
For free.
Also on the topic of the fantastic official website is Little Sis. Shocking development. She actually posted an article that was coherent and made sense.
Oops.
Do you want me to do that again?
Yeah.
An article that was coherent and made sense. But unfortunately, it seems her most recent ones have gone back to absolute shit again.
I think, once again, the official website gave the job to their work experience kids and they made some coherent postings, and then it's gone back to the regular person, Crystal Noble, the resigner was. So, she, you know, there was hope. There was hope there for a little while, but unfortunately now it's gone.
What's first on your list to talk about?
Gretel hits on Bodhi. I actually missed the nominations show, so I can't comment on it as such, but apparently she hit on him a la Saxon style, invited her back to her boudoir.
Come quick. Thank you.
Great sound effects. This program is amazing.
Best purchase we ever made.
Well, you know, look, we did say earlier, we had already foreseen this. We said that Bodhi's around the same age, similar colour hair, like cute-ish. You know, perfect toy boy material for Gretel. So, I'm sure we'll see them on, like, Manly Beach sometime soon, like, snaps of them in NW or one of those equally trashy magazines.
Well, she's really well overdue to have a fling with a Big Brother housemate.
And so, their kids need a father. They just need a father. That's
Hi, my name's Nega, and all I got to say is that Gretel Colleen has saggy
Okay, that did work.
Hi, my name's Nega, and all I got to say is that Gretel Colleen has saggy tits.
Oh, Gretel, I'm sorry for nominating you. It's not your fault. You smell like poo. And about your face, it is wrinkled too.
And just on that note, we do have a lot of voicemails to get through this episode because it's been a while since we've been in the studio.
Yeah, that's all my fault. But we have, yeah, we've got lots of voicemails and some of them are actually quality, which is quite amazing. We've culled a few.
Not to backtrack, but we have a voicemail from Little Sis.
Yes, another development in the Little Sis saga. Listen to what she has to say.
Hi guys, this is Lil Sis calling up.
Oh, hey.
Just wondering where this fucking negative vibe is coming from. I am fed up with your bad attitude towards me. I do not dance like a retard, thank you very much. I shake my booty old school, and you know it. So just because you dickheads are jealous of me, you can stop it now, okay? And my big brother does not take threats of violence seriously. So if you're thinking of throwing a brick in my face, you got another thing coming, boy.
Bid, you have another thing coming.
That was me who threatened to throw a brick at Little Sis's face. Little Sis, if you're listening, please feel free to call back and discuss how much we bag you out in this podcast and subsequent podcasts. We'd love to hear from you, or even send us your phone number. We'll give you a call and we can discuss. You're really breaking this podcast today.
I'm still working out this new program. I'm sorry. I'll play the breaker sound effect now. Now, okay. Don't you think we should be going through each of the housemates? We haven't really done that yet this year.
Yes. What week is it?
I don't know.
Who cares? It's some guy. Do you know it's almost a month in? 24 days. It's almost a month.
Yeah, and it's been a month, and it doesn't really seem like we've really seen much of the house, don't you think?
I don't know any of the housemates. I know their names, and that's about it. This time last year, I was with, like, finite details on the housemates. I don't know nothing about them now. I just know their names and, like, general things, which Gretel told me on the opening show. It's because they've been pumping in all these intruders and pumping in twist after twist after twist. Whatever happened just letting the series run? Remember, like, Big Brother Series 3, my favourite? They had this one twist at the start, which was the two houses. And then they just let it run for like a good, I think it was 3 or 4 weeks before they released, or maybe two. No. It was like, yeah, it was like 3 or 4 weeks before they let this twist go through. And it was, it would have been one of the highest rating seasons, I think. So whatever happened to just leaving it? And people I've spoken to as well, this isn't just me. No idea who the house are, and no idea who the housemates are, and completely giving up just because they don't feel like they connect with anyone. Why would you want to watch if you can't connect with someone?
Did you recently read my last blog post? Because I wrote about that exact same thing.
Did you? No, I haven't even checked the blog page. Whoops. But, well, we share the same opinion then. No one is going to watch a television show if you can't connect on some level with who these people are. And if you don't know them, you're not going to watch. Why do you think people watch Neighbours? It's because they live in trash neighbourhoods like that, where there's killings and things like that.
Okay, well, we'll go through each of the housemates and we'll give them a yay or a nay, okay?
Okay, well, you might have to bring up a list of them because I'm probably forgetting.
I was getting to that. Hold on. I'll just load it up on the computer here.
The official website might crash while we're doing it, so... Oh, no errors. Amazing. Okay.
Okay, well, we'll just start with whatever order is on this page. Okay, first, Demet. I give her an
Demet,
absolute...
It's Demi.
How about... See how much I'm not paying attention.
Demi, okay, I like her.
I give her a big fat nay because she's a bitch.
good viewing, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, but I'm getting, even though I don't know her name properly, I'm getting sucked into it enough to know that I just hate her because she's a bitch.
She sort of reminds me of Camilla, not just because of the way she looks, and I liked Camilla last year.
No, Camilla wasn't a harsh bitch. I keep saying bitch, but yeah. Bitch. She's the female Bodhi. But we'll get onto that.
Okay, next.
Next is...
Big Tits Emma.
Oh, big fat nay. Ultra bitch. Queen of the bitches.
Yeah, didn't like... I liked the viewing that she brought forward when her and Kate had that confrontation. But then after that, I just realised, who are you? And when on whichever daily show it was, Friday, Sunday, one of the two, they were talking when Andrew and... I don't remember his name. Bodhi had that fight. And Emma was like, oh, well, Kate told the whole house that everyone hated me. Like, you didn't even need to comment.
I have a sound effect, well, a sound clip that I've put together that basically sums up how I feel.
Oh, wait, it hasn't been edited or, you know, footage doesn't get edited on this show.
Like, am I a bitch? Because I just honestly think that they're weird. I think they're weirdos. Weirdos. It's just not in me to be cruel, you know? Weirdos.
And that's how I feel about Emma.
Okay, next.
Oh, hold on. Zoltan.
Zoran. Don't like him. And that's purely because of everyone nominating him saying that he steals their food. Can you imagine living in a house where someone is just a pig, doesn't say thank you, steals your food? I wouldn't want to do it.
Well, apparently he used to be really overweight and he lost 27 kilos to come on Big Brother. So there was a discussion in the forum saying he still eats quite a lot like a fat person.
Doesn't make me want to like him anymore. He's my tip. He's my hopeful to go this week. Yeah, because the order is of nominated people now. So, yeah, Demi, Emma, and Zoran. Zoran, I want to go.
And Alicia.
I like her.
Yeah, she doesn't... She's neither here nor there. So, I give her a yay.
Yeah, she's not bringing anything amazing to the house, but she's good for sort of comedic value, and that's about it.
Next is Andrew.
Actually, wait, let's just rewind, go back. She was where someone, Zoran, used her scissors and she completely went off at him. I thought...
That was great, though.
And it was great. And I thought she was going to be like, oh, no, I'll step down. But she actually went and confronted him, which is something I didn't expect to see from her, just from stereotype face value. So well done to her. Zoom, Andrew. I don't want to even get started on this one.
Oh, so that's a nay from you?
A giant nay.
See, I get a yay for both. Hey, Drew.
No, giant nay for Andrew. And even more so, like, just the base reasons that I hate him, which I'll get onto very soon. He has white eyelashes. I'm sorry, I can't deal with that.
Well, I mean, he is a firefighter, and he
eyelashes are not necessary in any workforce.
No, because he might be quite stressed out in his job, and I'm sure Haley's quite a handful. And
in the bedroom.
So he might be very stressed out, and that's why he's getting white hairs. I don't know.
I don't know. Billy.
Nay, he's too stupid
He was only supposed to be there to put pressure on the relationship. He's not a real...
He didn't even do it. I mean, he doesn't have the mental capacity to put pressure on the relationship. And he's no Michael from last year.
And if they wanted to put another housemate in, why didn't you put one of the white room guys?
Love the podcast, love the show, what's it talking all the time. Just wanted to say that Billy or Mr. X, the rumors going around about him being gay and whatnot, they're fucking true. I've slept with him, my boyfriend slept with him, everyone's fucking slept with that guy. I don't even think that that Haley bitch, what was she doing with him? I heard she has a penis and shit. my boyfriend, John is like to them. John is like to them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I slept with him too. He's the biggest fuck on earth. I mean, that guy is...
Tell them about the time you yelled up the bar.
Oh, well, anyway. We went on a romantic holiday together, me and Billy, who is supposedly hetero, but he's still not hetero. And we took hot fudge to the park, and we spread it all over one another and licked it off. Trust me, the guy likes ass. I put my boyfriend back on, yeah. Okay, thanks for having us.
I didn't understand the last bit, but the part about Haley having a penis, I don't think that's true, but she definitely has balls.
She definitely has testosterone flowing through that body.
Hey, this is Billy. I think it's bullshit that you guys put forum posts on me saying that I'm gay and stuff. I mean, I love chicks. I love what do you mean? Vagina, you know? I mean,
amazing. He must have used the phone in the house to call us.
I love women. I don't love men. I don't love getting down and just giving a gobby. I'm totally not gay. I love tits, all right? I'm Billy. All right? And I'd appreciate if you deleted those mean forum posts about me, all right? It's hard enough to live with myself. I'm not gay. Okay, goodbye. P.S., your site's pretty cool, but I'm not gay. I love chicks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for that, Billy.
Haley.
No. Want to throw a brick at her?
So that's a nay, I'm guessing?
Nay. Nay, nay. No.
Well, as I've mentioned with Andrew, I give her a yay. She's like, everyone hates her, and I sort of do too, but she's better value and better entertainment for the house than Bodie ever was.
Well, TJ was more entertainment, but everyone had to kick her out. What were you thinking, Australia? What were you thinking? Why did you kick her out?
Enough. Jamie?
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to give him a yay because I don't know.
I'm not here or there, but the fact that he keeps bringing up, all the nerds will keep me in, I'm here for all the nerds. Give it a rest.
Okay, next is Joel.
Out. Nay. Hate him so much.
Why?
I barely see anything about him, but he irritates me whenever he's on the screen. And the way that he talks, just... Oh, irritating voice, just irritating man.
There's still heaps more housemates to go. Should we move on to something else and then come back to the rest later?
Okay, we'll come back.
Okay, I just need the sound effect to indicate that we're going into a new segment. Hold on. Where is this thing?
Left.
Here it is. So what's next?
Okay, well, on my list, I have my rant about why did you vote TJ out Australia, but I'm not even going to go there. Shouldn't have voted her out. Wrong. Next, Haley and Andrew.
Hold on. Yeah, you're allowed to go now. It's a new segment.
Sorry if this offends anyone. Haley and Andrew are like an STI infecting the house. They're like chlamydia. We need to get rid of them with, hey, I'm going to do some sort of Gretel, I don't know what it's called. Just need to give them some antibiotics.
No, I certainly don't want them to win the series, but I want them to stay in the house for now.
But Andrew is just Haley. Andrew just does what Haley says.
But isn't it funny watching a totally pussy-whipped guy?
No, and they can't even argue. When they were arguing with Bodie and Haley was just standing 10 metres back, What was the word she was using? Pig. No, pig. What was it? Pig or something. Some farm animal. And he's like, Bodhi says, I need to go to the toilet. And she's going, oh, pig, pig. Everyone needs to pee, you stupid bitch. So angry at her. And they couldn't even argue. They had nothing. Who cares if someone thinks someone's fake? Get over it. You're allowed to form your own opinions. I just think they're very anti everyone else. And they think that they're because they can nominate together and because they're a group that sort of sit as a single entity, that they're better than everyone else. And they're not.
I think it's time to play some voicemails, don't you?
Yeah, let's go to more voicemails. You forgot the breaker.
Oh, what did I...
Hi, my name's Nega, and all I got
didn't
to say is...
Didn't we already
play
this?
Yes, we already playing this song.
How... No.
Hi, this is TP, big fan of your guys' website and podcast. Just wanted to say I'm not very happy with the official site. Premium
Same.
Is not what I expected.
Same.
Agree.
I just wanted to see nude guys, basically, just nude males, nude male housemates, and like ass. Yeah, anyway, thanks, guys. Great show. Keep up the work.
I think that person indicates to what people wanted out of Premium. They just wanted the adults-only content. That isn't going on this TV. That's it.
And just some advice. If you do call our podcast lines on a mobile phone, don't do it next to your computer because you'll get that weird feedbacky noise.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Scott here from Brisbane. Just wanted to ask you a quick question. What you guys thought about Jamie in the house, because I can tell you that I don't think he's much of a housemate to watch, but most of my friends that I talk to, and just hearing even the person on the other podcast say that he thinks he's going to win, I don't see it. And I was just wondering if you guys agreed or disagreed, or yeah, what you thought of Jamie, because to tell you the truth, I don't think very much. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Well, I don't think very much either, but I mean...
What, in general?
Have
or
we
about
been...
Jamie?
Well, about Jamie, thank you.
If he wins, I'll cry.
Yeah,
not happy tears at all. Don't want him to win. Just
well,
no,
we haven't really been given much to form an opinion about him, have
yeah,
we?
Yeah, that's true. But I, at the moment, I see him as the Trevor. And if someone like that can get through, not doing much, just sort of pottering around, no real opinions on anything, don't want to see it. Don't want it to win.
Hey, this is Chasing Amy. I'd just like to call up and see if anyone else noticed on Eviction Night when Kate said to Gretel, I didn't think they'd play that when they showed Emma, when they showed her telling people that she was going to punch someone and punch Emma in the face. She was surprised that they showed it, and Gretel could see a kind of look on her face, and she said, why did you think that they wouldn't show it? And I could just smell and just see in her eyes that she wanted to start another big argument about editing, but I think I'm pretty sure the producers were nearly just saying, shut the fuck up. She has had a miscarriage in the last 18 months. She has been distraught the last two weeks.
Oh, it finished anyway. No, I don't think so at all, because can you imagine being in a house not knowing, you've got no idea what they're going to show and what they're not going to show. Of course they're going to be sort of, oh, I didn't know they'd show that. Like you, everything that is shown, you think, oh, I didn't think they'd show that, or you'd even forget that it happened. And I don't. Why would Gretel go off at about that? Like, housemates know that anything can be shown, but that I would be a little shocked to see myself on TV in front of all these people. I don't think Gretel was going to have another cry about it. I think that's bagging out Gretel a little too much. It's a little bit contradictive, but no.
There was this topic brought up on the forums that I was interested to get your opinion on, Vid, because I value your opinion so much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was this constant barrage, and it happened a lot more when Bodhi was in the house, of, I'm not going to change. I'm sorry if I hurt you, but I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change.
From Bodhi?
Or from, mostly from Bodhi, but from a lot of the housemates. To me, it just sounds like a really...
that's just a stock standard.
Yeah, it's a very default excuse. Like, do these people have no sensitivity? That's the word I'm looking for.
But to me, someone saying, I'm not going to change is a very, I'm not you know, this is a huge generalization, but to me, when someone says that, it's I'm not secure or happy with what you're talking about me, and that, and I don't know in myself where I am, you know, on that sort of opinion, or I can't even put words together. I'm not going to change. No, but yeah, so I see that as a very stock standard thing to say, and people change over time. Just because you're who you are now does not mean you have to be against changing at all. People change every day, and I can understand if someone bags you out about something, you're like, no, I'm not going to change. But you can at least take on their opinion and be like, yeah, okay, I understand where you're coming from. Instead of plain out going, I'm not going to change. That's like, no, I'm not listening to your opinion at all, in one ear, out the other. Very immature thing to say as well.
Well, Bodhi was immature. I'm sorry if people wanted him to stay into the in the house, but I thought he was a little child.
Definitely.
That needed it smacked over the face with a brick.
No, definitely, I think he was one of the most immature housemates, but I think he did bring... Okay, I'm not so sad that he left, because I think it would have been next week if he didn't go this week, but yeah, I think he was immature, and I think he knew it. We saw a few sides of him where he was a little less immature, but for the most part, I think he was immature, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but for me to watch in the house, I wasn't interested in it. Okay, let's...
Should we break into a second part now, because we're bordering on 22 minutes.
Okay, do I
have... And this is going to be a long one, because we haven't been in the studio. Okay.
In the studio. Join us for part two, coming... soon.
Coming now.
Now.
We'll download release them, it. We'll release them at the same time.
So your iTunes will be download. No, just listen to the next one.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. This podcast has been easily made with the trial version of Ubercaster, the all-in-one podcasting solution for the Macintosh. Check it out at www.ubercaster.com.